Declan, obviously delighted to get one of your main targets, shall we say.
Craig was certainly in the top of our list in terms of what he brings to the football club. He's a quality player, he's a quality person. He wants to get better. He wants to be at the right club that suits him at this moment in time in his career. But, you know, we have a lot more targets. We have a lot of good targets. But certainly, to get Craig done whenever there was so much interest from other big clubs in the League of Ireland is a huge plus for us. And we're delighted that we welcome him here, and we're delighted that he's happy to be here. He is a fantastic guy. He is a very, very good footballer. And he is certainly somebody that I feel will enhance the club.
I know quite a few clubs were looking at him, Premier Division clubs, so it was a big thing for him to be coming to Derry City Football Club.
Well, it is, and in terms of moving so far away from home as well, you know, he could have stayed in a comfort zone and signed for one of the Dublin clubs and potentially have worked and maybe just even stayed closer to home in some of the more professional clubs in the league. But, you know, his commitment levels have been fantastic. I've been very impressed by his maturity and his ability to work out what he actually wants to do in his own career. Again, the values that we're working off this year in terms of the club, he ticks all the boxes. You can see today his family are here. They're a very tight family, and that again is what we want to enhance in Derry City Football Club, have those family values back, that, you know, everybody feels part of the club.
Your point of view, you've obviously been, well, it's been busy since you've come out on day one, but another busy week last week, obviously England and stuff like that. So any more movement than that?
There'll be more movement in the coming days. You know, players aren't really under any pressure to sign contracts at this moment in time. A lot of players are weighing up their options. You will see a bit more action in the terms of the next couple of weeks. But as I said already, we won't bring anybody to a football club unless they're the right fit. There's 9 weeks till the season starts. A whole new list of players will become available on the 1st of January. We've got players that are in contracts at different clubs, we've got players that are free agents, we've got players that are desperate to come. But, you know, we've got to just weigh up all our options. And the one thing that we've said as staff is, when we've done our recruitment meetings at the start, Craig Sloggett was one of the top names on it, you know, and we're certainly still going through that list. We have a lot of more names that we would like to bring to the football club, but there's been a lot of conversations. I keep saying the same things. We will do our business at our pace, and we'll bring people to the club that definitely fit the bill.
Obviously, you've the talk of Darren Cole possibly coming back on now. What's the latest there with Darren?
Darren's got options, to be fair. When I came under the job, I didn't know what my budget was, first and foremost. I didn't know what we needed. I didn't know what we required. I had to look back over games. Darren Cole's a fantastic footballer, and whatever club he decides to go to, he will enhance the club that he goes to. But, you know, Darren's future's in his own hands. Yes, I'd like to bring him to Derry City, but if he decides to go elsewhere, he goes with our blessing also. But he's a top player, and certainly somebody that would be interested in.